Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to another episode. Now, today's topic is on showing a profit but having no money in the bank. Now, before we get into today's episode, this episode is brought to you by Jetro, which is a digital accounting firm servicing small business owners across the country, helping them relieve stress around financials and save thousands in taxes year after year. I am your host and founder of Jetro, Mike Jezoshek. Now, today's question or today's topic is again about showing profit but having no money in the bank. And the exact question that came to us was, Mike, I have no money in the bank, but I'm still showing a profit and paying taxes on it. Why could that be? And so we're going to kind of dissect this question, is especially when we get here in tax time, this is a question that gets asked commonly. So first off, we want to assume that we're talking about cash basis filers. And when you're talking about cash basis, you might be saying, what the heck does that mean? There's two ways to really report on income and expenses. Cash basis, which is just reporting things as they actually occur. So as cash comes in and as cash goes out, those get recorded on the exact dates that they occur. Now, if we're talking about accrual basis, this means that you record the activity when it happens. So if we make a sale today in January, that would be a sale in January. Even if we don't receive a deposit until February or March, we're going to report income in sales in January before that money is actually received. Same thing with expenses. If we pay a utility bill that's related to January, we're going to get that expense in January no matter when we pay it. If we pay it in February or March, that expense is going to hit in January when it actually occurred. And so when we're talking about this specific topic, we're going to key in on cash basis. So people that record income and expenses when it actually happens. And the reason that we're going to key in on that is because for the majority of small business owners, that's how you are filing your taxes. You're filing your taxes and keeping records on a cash basis. And so that's where we want to put our focus. So if you're an accrual basis filer, you might just want to sit back and kind of listen to what we're talking about, because this whole story kind of changes when you're talking about accrual basis. But for cash basis buyer or cash basis payer, there's one thing that we want to talk about first when it comes to this, and it's understanding two financial statements. The first one is an income statement, and the income statement or profit and loss shows all your income and corresponding expenses. And then we have a balance sheet, and the balance sheet keeps record of your bank accounts, your office equipment, any kind of capital assets that you purchased. It also keeps account of your liabilities, so that would be credit cards or loans that you have. It also includes record of your equity. So this would be owner draws or distributions that you take. This would be money that you contribute to the business. So that's the balance sheet. So again, we have an income statement that's showing income or sales and expenses, and then you're showing a profit. And then you have a balance sheet, and the balance sheet shows your assets, so your cash, your office equipment, your regular equipment. And it also shows your liabilities, which is loans outstanding, credit cards that have a balance outstanding. And then it also shows your equity, which would be your owner's draw, your contributions into the business. So when we understand those two financial statements, then we can go to answer this question. I have no money in the bank, but I'm still showing a profit and paying taxes. Why could that be? And the first one I want to look at is loan or credit card payments. So let's imagine that you have a loan, and this is oftentimes where there's confusion. So let's say in year one, you took out a $100,000 loan. So you got $100,000 that came into your bank account. And now it's important to note that that $100,000, when it's a loan, is not considered income. So you get $100,000 coming into your business. You don't pay taxes on that $100,000. But with that same note, when you pay back that loan, you also don't get an expense for it. So you get $100,000 in, you pay no income taxes on that. Whenever you pay that back, you're not getting expenses for the principal portion of that. So let's say you get $100,000 loan at the end of year one. you pay no income in year one on that $100,000 that you received in a loan. And then in year two, you pay back $38,000. In year two is just an initial, you know, throughout the entire year. $5,000 of that is interest. So you have $38,000 leaving your bank account. In that scenario, $5,000 of that would be interest, and that would be an expense. But the $33,000 that is the principal related to the loan is not considered an expense. So again, trying to wrap your head around this concept is you have money leaving your bank account, but you're only getting an expense for the interest portion, which is usually a very small piece of those payments made. So let's imagine that we had, at the end of the year, we had profit of $40,000. And then we made a $38,000 payment to pay off a loan. We're only going to get an expense for $5,000 of that $38,000. So now we have $40,000 in profit minus five, which is $35,000 in profit, but we only have $2,000 left in our bank account. Why is that? Because for $33,000, we were unable to take an expense for because it was a paying back of a loan. And so that's one concept to understand. The same thing works with credit card payments. Let's say in year one, at the end of the year, you put $15,000 on your credit card. So you would get that expense in year one, even though you didn't pay it yet because it's a credit card. Now in year two, you go to pay for that credit card bill. So the money leaves your account in year two, but you don't get an additional expense in year two when you make that payment because you already took the expense for the credit card transactions in year one. So that's another example of how you have timing differences of where your expense is being taken. Now let's look at one other item on the balance sheet, and this is owner draws. So this is when you're taking money as a business owner out of your business. If you're not doing it as a salary, you don't get an expense for that. So let's say you have $100,000 in income, you have $30,000 in expenses, which leaves you a $70,000 profit, 100 minus 30. So you have $70,000 in profit. And let's say you take all of that 70 and you pay yourself to it. You have $0 in the bank account at this point, but you're still paying taxes on that $70,000 that you took as an owner's draw, which also represents your profit. Whether you take that $70,000 out of your business or not, you're still paying taxes on it. So owner draws, when you transfer money from your business account to your personal account, do not count as expenses on your income statement. It's just a balance sheet item. So this is where I want to kind of, I just want to walk through and go through the items again. Again, it's we're looking at mainly cash-based filers here. So these are people that are reporting income expenses when the income hits and when the expense is actually made. And we want to decipher between income statement items and balance sheet items. Income statement items are items that affect your profit. So this would be sales that you have. This would be utilities and expenses and contract labor and all these other items that go into the operating and the expenses of your business. And that gives you a profit. Now, you also have balance sheet items. And balance sheet items do not touch the income statement. These are items like when you buy and capitalize equipment, or you have a loan, or you take owner draws, or you have credit card balance out there. So again, it's deciphering between the income statement and balance sheet. And now when we look at the balance sheet, we want to key in on a couple different things. Loans and credit card payments. When you make a payment against a loan, it does not count as an expense. Just the interest piece does. So again, we use an example of where you had $38,000 loan payment. If let's say $5,000 of that was for interest, you would get an expense of that $5,000 for the interest piece, but the other $33,000 would not be an expense because you're just paying off a loan. And again, the reason that that is because when you got that loan money in, you didn't pay income. You didn't include that in your income because it's a loan. So when you get it, when you receive it, if you're not paying income, if it's not income to you, then when you pay it off, it can't be an expense to you, unless it's the interest piece again. So I use an example. Let me use an even a simpler example. Let's say you have $38,000 in profit and you go and make a $38,000 loan payment. So your bank account balance is zero. everything's at zero, but your profit is still going to be your bank balance or your profit minus the interest piece of that payment. So of that 38, let's say $5,000 was interest, you get $5,000 interest expense, but you're still paying taxes and you still have a profit of $33,000 because that was the principal piece. So it's just something to really consider. And again, when we're looking at owner draws do not reduce your income. So owner draws are simply that. When you transfer money from your business account to your personal account, they are not expenses on the business. So if you have $100,000 in your bank account and $100,000 in profit at the end of the year, and you transfer all of that $100,000 to your personal account, you still have $100,000 in profit because it's not a business expense when you're taking an owner's draw or an owner's distribution. So as we get into tax season, this is a question that you're probably going to come up to and be like, I'm trying to understand, why could this be? So remember these items, remember the balance sheet items and how they affect the income statement, which again, you have the income statement separate from the balance sheet. So you have to know kind of where this activity is taking place to help make sense of this. And always talk to your accountant. They can kind of walk you through this. So again, today's episode was on, I have no money in the bank account, but I am still showing a profit and paying taxes on that. Why could that be? So hopefully we were able to answer that. Again, please continue to send in questions. We love answering your questions and love kind of keying in on actual problems that you as a small business owner are facing. So thanks again for listening in, and I will see you next week. Now, one last thing before I go. Don't forget to check out our podcast website at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. That's taxsavingspodcast.com. This is a great resource to go and check out our most recent episodes, as well as find extra items if you want to take what we discuss here and dive deeper. Again, also join our Facebook group where we share tons of value and you have the opportunity to bring situations you are faced with to the table, and we'll help you out in that Facebook group, and other business owners will support you as well. You can join by simply searching in Facebook for the Small Business Tax Secrets group. Again, it's a Facebook group called Small Business Tax Secrets, and there should be a group that pops up that you can join.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.